Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special edition of Employment Matters, brought to you by the Employment Law Alliance, the world's largest network of labor and employment lawyers from the best law firms around the globe. I'm your host, Pete Waltz. Today is a special day. It's Tuesday. And for our regular listeners, you know that that's Travel Tuesday here on the Employment Matters podcast. Each week, we get the chance to dial in our members from all around the world, and they share with us important things that we need to know about doing business in their jurisdiction. Today, we're going to be learning more about doing business in Guatemala. I'm pleased to welcome to the show Maria Elena Barrientos, Special Counsel at BLP, our member in Central America. Maria, I'm excited to get into today's conversation. So let's start with an overview of Guatemala's economy, population, maybe the demographics and the government structure, and share a little of that with our listeners, if you would.
Hello, Pete. Many thanks for the opportunity to share information about Guatemala. Guatemala is known as the country of eternal spring. It is the largest country in the Central America region, strategically located and surrounded by the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. Its wealth of flora and fauna make it an attractive destination for its visitors. Guatemala is a democratic republic organized for its administration in 22 departments. Its official language was Spanish, and its currency is Quetzal. Guatemala represents a 35% of the economy of the region and stands out for maintaining stability in the main macroeconomic indicators of inflation, exchange rate, interest rate, and fiscal deficit, with great competitive advantage in economic and sociodemographic terms. Its main economic activities are agriculture, like bananas, coffee, sugar, beans, cardamom, vegetables, among others.
So, Maria Elena, what are some of the key structural issues that we need to address when employing locally in Guatemala? Do the unions come into play, or are there any other types of employer or employee regulations? Share that with us if you would.
Well, Pete, some companies have workers' union, which ensure the proper fulfillment of labor rights in the workplace. The right to form a union is protected by the Constitution of the Republic, which guarantees the protection of workers who form a union. Although it's a fundamental right, this is not an obligation, and most companies in Guatemala do not have a union or any other type of these structural issues. When the company wants to employ in Guatemala hiring staff, the most important thing is to make sure that as employers, they comply with Guatemala labor laws, documenting properly the employer relationship through the employment contract and his registration with the Ministry of Labor, compliance with the shift of work, payment of salary, payment of social security contribution, enjoyed a vacation, payment of additional bonus, and in general, complying with the obligation of the employer. This encourages the productivity of the company.
So, Maria Elena, we ask all of our members to envision a scale, if you will. To the left, it tips towards business. To the right, it tips towards the employees. So based on the general business climate in Guatemala, which way do you think the scale tips? Is the country more pro-business, or are they more in support of their employees? What do you think?
Well, Pete, this is an interesting question, because Guatemala has a very protective legislation regarding the employee and employers. But several factors favor Guatemala as a destination for investors. The country contributes for 40% of the region's economic performance, and with 50 million inhabitants, stands out as the most important market in Central America. Entrepreneurial activity is a very important part of Guatemala's society and economy, where 50% of companies are founded by people under 35 years of age. The country also has a very young population, with half of all Guatemala under the age of 25 years old. Guatemala's strategic geography also offers logistical access to the Pacific and Atlantic Ocean, as well as free trade with the U.S. and Mexican economies. Guatemala is distinguished by its macroeconomic stability and very low public debt. Well, in resume, I think Guatemala is pro-business with this information. What do you think, Pete?
That sounds like it. Yeah, it certainly does. And that's always a balance because, you know, you want to make sure you protect the local worker, but yet you need some of these new businesses to come in to support the economy and everything else. So it's always a difficult balance. So Maria Elena, given the fact that it's more pro-business, I'm sure there's going to be people coming into the country as well as managing the local workers. Let's talk about some of these cross-border opportunities and also how they're impacted by immigration standards in Guatemala. Can you share that with us, if you would?
Yes. Well, let me tell you, the official attitude of the government has to be friendly toward foreign investments. In immigration matters, Guatemala has legislation that does allow foreign investors to obtain a business visa in order to invest and generate employment opportunities in his country. We receive with glad all participation of the local capital. As foreign interest activity, the law does not restrict operation of foreigners in accordance with the Constitution of the Republic of Guatemala. The state has the basic obligation to protect the formation of capital, saving, and investment, and to establish satisfactory conditions for promoting the invest of Guatemala and foreign capital.
Well, Maria Elena, this has been a great discussion. Thanks so much for sharing everything that you did today with our audience. Thanks for joining us.
Many thanks, Pete. I hope speaking other opportunity.
If you'd like to connect with Maria Elena, you can find her bio by clicking on her name in the description of this podcast. Also visit ela.law to receive invitations to our upcoming webinars, download white papers, get access to on-demand content from the online library, or use the ELA's exclusive Global Employer Handbook. You've been listening to Employment Matters, a podcast brought to you by the Employment Law Alliance, the world's largest network of labor and employment lawyers from the best law firms around the globe. I'm Pete Waltz. Thanks so much for listening.